Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard
Sup
on
nerds.
Or just like nerd in this case. Hello, Siege. It's from 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus with like 40,000% more glory hole talk than the regular nerd talk. So if you're here and that is something that interests you, you're in luck. And if it terrifies you, we don't actually talk about that at all, ever. Don't ever listen to a past episode either. He's not here. I can't read his part. Ah, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually real. I'm changing it to not worth it, but to be real. I think that's better. He's just
awesome.
A meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi. I had a Spam Musubi today. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
And I'm not actually even wearing sweatpants today.
Which is concerning on a whole other level. Hello, Siege. How are you?
Niola Wansheng, howdy, Chilama. Sei Shuao Na San. Sei Shuao Zia Na. I was trying to say, where is the toilet? But I can't remember how to pronounce it. So.
You'll be happy to know we've got talk about China today on Nerd Talk Plus.
My goodness.
Chinese story coming up, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
Dude, I can't wait. Today has been so full of everything. What a night. It's two rocket launches, a full beaver moon.
Oh, is the beaver out tonight?
Oh, my God. The beaver is in full glory, and it's beautiful. And Japan has unleashed the military to deal with an invasion of bears. have you not heard about this?
No. I mean,
our Japan correspondent?
Yeah, this is unfortunate. I mean, to be fair, I could tell you a lot of correspondent about other things in Japan.
Japanese glory holes?
Hey, I said we weren't talking about glory holes today.
That's right. That's right. Sorry.
I somehow got onto Japanese rent-a-girlfriend TikTok somehow.
Oh, sweet. We're no longer renting a grandpa. We're renting a girlfriend.
Yeah. And it says, so I, of course, like I went pretty deep into this. I'm not going to say rabbit hole. I'm going to say glory hole. No, wait, no glory hole talk today.
Yes.
Pretty deep into this rabbit glory hole. And,
it's rabbit glory hole.
It says for whatever the price is, it says, kissing and gentle oral. And I was like, that's sex, right? I mean, they're not, they're just saying that.
Gentle oral. That means just talking sweetly to you.
Saying
you are very capable.
Honestly.
You are an adult.
Honestly, that sounds amazing. I started a meeting.
You can
today.
Definitely reach the top shelf.
I started a meeting today and the guy was talking to his partner and he was like, oh, you're so hilarious. And I was like, Freddie, thank you. He was like, what? And I was like, you just said I was hilarious. He was like, no, my partner's being annoying. And I was like, stop it. You said I was hilarious. Stop there, Freddie.
Please. Thank you. Don't take this away from me.
I got a hug from Christy Taylor for too long today. And I got a compliment from Freddie. Yeah. I'll tell you, say what's up. All right.
Oh, definitely. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I already asked her like a while ago if I could get a hug when I come back and see her.
Yeah, I'm sure
she said yes.
I'm sure she'll be accommodating. She's the coolest. Yeah. Anyway, Seattle today, a bit like Florida, it was raining sideways and there was wind and trees were bending and it was like
nice.
It was pretty scary for Florida or for Seattle. For Florida, you'd be like,
you guys had a hurricane season.
The iguanas didn't even fall out of the trees. I'm like,
yeah, what are you talking about? Do you guys have alligators in your streets? No.
No. I was trying to explain to my kid about how that's a real thing, how you'll just be driving a big alligator. I'm just like, you can just see a dinosaur on the side of the road.
And, man.
Yeah, it's wild.
I hope when you guys come to visit, we get, there's like turtles in the street and I actually get to like get out and save them for you guys.
Or feed them to an alligator.
Or eat them myself.
No. That's not.
No?
Splinter would not approve, okay?
I don't know.
He's like, that Raphael, go ahead and eat him.
I'm going to eat him from the back, butt first. Turtle glory hole. That's what the shell is.
Through the shell. What country? Never mind. I don't need to know. I did have a cool moment. My kid's school is very, very international, and I went to go pick him up yesterday, and I heard a mom speaking. There's a lot of Asian families, and I heard a mom speaking to her child, and she was speaking to a kid like you do to a kid that is like probably 7 or 8, slowly and clearly. And I was like, oh, you're speaking Japanese. I didn't know all the words she was saying, but I recognized what language it was. And then I wanted to be like, Nihongo Jessica? Deska? And have her be like, you're so gross. And be like, I'm sorry. I never get to hear people speak Japanese around me, especially at an idiot level, like to a child. Anyway. So I'm going to ask her out.
Speak to me like a child, please. Yeah, definitely. Hey, is that your kid? Does he stay with dad most of the time?
You know what's crazy? It's like, it would be really easy to paint me into this type of position. Maybe we've said this before on the pod or whatever, but I've never had the anime Asian fetish at all. Like I've never like,
it's a shame.
Sure.
I'd love to make fun of you for that.
I know, right? Like, I'm all the other parts about it. I'm like,
I know, right? You actually love Japanese culture.
Yeah.
And with a, you know, side effect of like, hey, Japanese women, you guys are cool too.
You know what's crazy about Japan is that, yeah, like, I'm not discriminatory against them. And if they wanted if they wanted to be discriminatory against me, I'd be into it. But it's,
please yell at me.
Yeah, please. I'm like, I could take a slap or two probably from your tiny Asian hands, but it's a. This is what everyone wants, by the way. I think everyone wants to see me getting slapped by like a 4'9" Japanese gal. Oh,
I want to go.
The erection is not the part they want to see, though. That's the problem.
I want to film the content, all of it. See, the slap and the erection.
If I could have one outside of my family wish. It's that I wish I just had the money for us to gallivant around the world.
Oh my God, real.
I just wish we could be Mr. Beast and collectively. And then we could just go and do not even real challenges, just go and like cause, you know,
mayhem?
No, but no, mayhem's too strong.
Chaos.
Yeah, but like neutral chaos. Like I want them to still like us. I want them to be like, ah, these guys. And we're like, hey, we'll see you later, Japan. Yeah,
sorry about your roadways and highways, but
thanks for the slaps. but yeah, it's I don't have that Japanese girl fetish thing, but I love all the other Japanese stuff. And then it kind of dawned on me what's going on here. You know how I like order and obedience.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Law and order.
Old Republican Greg is like, man, that's man, pretty good.
They like to keep everything nice and neat.
Yeah, and like, everyone is shamed into following the rules. I love this. And then you get to be weird behind the scenes, even better.
Like, oh, yeah. Everybody walk into your house and be like, oh, you get yelled at left and right. Oh, man, this is just like sex heaven for you.
Yeah, I don't even think I'd be getting yelled at. I think I would just be judging, and people would just be judging me, and I would be like, I should feel the shame. You're right.
And you're just there shamed, and then you close the door.
And I'm like, thank you, this is how I'm supposed to exist. Yeah. Now come to my sex room.
Yes.
Just enter through
this
hole.
Which is remarkably clean. Just a hole between the guest bathroom and the hallway. So weird how that works.
So Brandon wanted to visit, and he insisted he'd bring his hole saw. And I was like, all right, well, you need to. I mean, overall upgrade. It's pretty good. So,
There's like holes randomly in the walls at like 3 feet all around your house.
Hey, I've got an unrelated question. Does Florida still do democracy? Is that like a thing?
Like, I mean, somewhat.
It was an election week this week, and the whole country's talking.
Oh yeah,
about
we didn't
it.
Have any of those.
You're just like, didn't do any of
those. No. Like, we watched it on TV.
Whoever like can get the egg out of the alligator's mouth is now the leader.
It's actually a giant game of whack-a-mole, except with lizards.
Yeah, see. You know, I think the thing that I liked most or more about Florida than the random reptiles everywhere. That part was cool. Don't get me wrong. It's the other dinosaurs that are everywhere. The weird ass birds that are just everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like super tall and like they're not quite flamingos, but they're definitely like flamingo adjacent. And I like
because they have long necks. They're flamingo adjacent.
And like long legs and they're like very craney. They're all from that kind of like craney family.
Yeah.
They're like
egrets, cranes. Like they're all over the place.
Yeah. And then you just like turn down a street and there's like, you know, over there is a gas station and over there's just some field or whatever. And there's an apartment complex over that way. Oh, and then there's just some tall ass birds standing there being like,
yep.
You know what?
There's usually like 1 6-foot egret in the middle of 75 2-foot ibises. And
okay, well, that I need to see. I didn't see that part. I would just see like 5 or 6 like tall birds and they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, you're amazing. Can I pet you?
Just wait till you get a little bit further south. I mean, you were in Central Florida, which is
I think we
pretty
know.
Good for
Republican Kirk is not going south.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah. The only
I'm
other language
North
you're
Florida
speaking
guy,
is Japanese.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Clearly, Jacksonville
no
is more
sleeves.
My speed. No, I feel like Orlando's my spot. You know,
yeah, Orlando's me. Pretty good. No, I mean, you get down here and you get a little bit more wild. Oh,
but I don't want
wild. If I get you into the actual Everglades,
Oh, you mean like wildlife where, wild, not like wild. Like,
oh, wildlife. Well, yeah, I mean both, but. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to happen no matter where you go in Florida.
I just feel like the closer you get to Miami, the more likely you see the U.S. government destroy a drug boat. Like, I think that that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I want to take you to Marine Stadium where we can actually watch drug boat races.
I don't know what that is. Marine Stadium. I understand the other part, but like, I want that. I want to come to Florida without my family.
Like, yeah, me trouble. Too.
I wish I could. In a perfect world, I would fly to Florida with my family and then be like, okay, guys, see you later when we were done yes. doing NASA or something like that. And then like then be like, all right, to Miami.
That's exactly how it should be. Yeah. I was going to say, if you did it the other way around, if you came in early and we did Miami early, your family would show up. You'd have like a sideways hat on, sunglasses, and just be like speaking Spanglish at them and talking about drugs.
Drinking way too many of those Cuban coffees and being like,
oh, yeah,
you got to try this. You guys are the thick Latinas, and they're like, I'm 8. I'm like, okay,
I'm 8.
Like, more for
and
me.
I'm your ex-wife.
Hey, Mama. No, not you, Lori. I'm talking to the thick Latinas.
Mamacita.
Yeah, because my kid calls his mother Mama, so like it would be.
Hell yeah.
See, this is why I have to stay. I have to remain down there while everyone else leaves. I think you're right.
See the one thing that AC Slater rubbed off on me on is calling women mama.
Excuse
so
me.
So I do that too. Yes, AC Slater rubbed off on you. He was wearing a sweet Miami Heat, what is that, vinyl jacket? No, the shiny ones.
Yeah.
You know, the old baseball style ones.
Yeah, sure.
He had one of those on in like 1990.
Like a satin jacket.
Something. Yeah. The sateen. Yeah. I love it.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, Gravy's not here either.
So, oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot about him.
None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps even what we get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or question my authenticity when it comes to am I really into Asian broads or not at nerdtalkplus.com. Anything exciting to report from the general public, Siege? Has anyone said anything filthy to us? Or we don't really post on our social ever, so I don't
know.
Give people opportunity to
yeah,
say
that's
much
my fault.
Us.
I've been
that's not your fault.
Anti-social.
I don't do it either. So that's
oh,
fine.
See, I make a bunch of memes about very bad things that we can't post on social.
Yeah,
I send them to you guys.
I would prefer that you don't post those because, like,
no, I'm gonna post that last one that I posted
about Gravy.
Oh, I was going to say about, but yes, the same one.
Hold on. Mark that.
Yeah. Big beep.
There we go. All right, there we go. And it's done. I'm checking my, there's my Proliance. I'm getting my shoulder looked at. That's pretty cool. God, I want to talk about sex robots, but Brandon's not here again.
Is Brandon a sex robot?
No, but I just feel like having Brandon involved in the sex robot conversation is an important, like, piece of the puzzle. I think that, yeah.
Does Brandon need a sex robot?
I don't know.
We should probably discuss that with him. I think we need to sit him down and have a chat.
Oh, I have a note here that says Siege's updated ginger list.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
You want to talk about that? Or you want to save it till we have more people on the show?
It's fine. I can. It's more for you anyway.
Okay.
Let me see. Ginger rankings, basically, just as a little recap for anybody who hasn't been listening to us for the past, like, 3 years solidly.
Professional.
I basically keep a running list of the most important gingers of all time.
Great.
In any field whatsoever. And I update that list frequently. And I guess, what was it, a week ago or something?
Yeah.
Or a couple weeks ago, I was watching CSI Miami and Caruso. David Caruso.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just such an underrated red top.
Yeah. There's something about that guy that it always, to me, feels like he's, like, just one, like, whiff of cocaine away from stripping off his clothes and being in tidy whities and just screaming at a storm or something like that.
Sorry, had to do it.
No, excellent. That's exactly it. I don't know. That's not fair to him, probably. And I'm sorry, David Caruso, but that's how they portray him on that show. And I kind of think it's exactly right.
It's not just that show, though. I mean, have you seen, like, the movie he's famous for? Is the movie called Jade?
No.
And yeah, if you watch that, you're pretty much right.
No.
Oh. I was so sure.
Of all the films that I've seen.
Of all the films,
like, I
Greg
seen
has
one.
Seen Jade. So anyway, David Caruso has kind of edged himself into the top 10 on the all-time most important ginger ranking.
Like, what happened? Like, you just, like...
Oh, I don't know. I think it was, like, the full appreciation of, like, the cultural impact that he has had on us. And so he actually bumped Socrates out of the top 10 most important gingers of all time.
I don't know that I've ever heard a worse take than that. I don't know if there's I think
this is a pretty definitive list. I mean, this is the definitive list. I've never seen another list on this. So,
but Socrates,
he was, listen, man, if, I know I've heard this take somewhere else before, but I repeat it and use it often. If I was, like, one of the first humans ever, I would have figured out all this dumb too. So, like, I mean, he literally was just coming up with, like, oh yeah, philosophy. Shut up. That's everyday life for us.
The Socratic method, a collaborative dialogue technique where a teacher uses a series of probing questions to help students critically examine their own beliefs and assumptions. Like, it, like a lawyer,
I just ask you questions.
Like a lawyer, you just keep saying, "Well, why?" over and over. Like,
yeah.
Eventually, a 5-year-old would have come along. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Thank
Such
you.
Such a dick
Thank
about you. It too. God damn it, he's so annoying.
So maybe I should push him even further down. Anyway, outside looking in at the top 10.
Socrates. Get out of here.
So yeah, Socrates.
David Thomas Caruso, Jefferson. Though. Let me tell you.
That's right. Outside looking in. Socrates, Thomas Jefferson, Conan O'Brien.
Hold on. Thomas Jefferson was a redhead?
Yeah, buddy. So is George Washington, but he's not even in the outside looking in.
No, that guy was a fraud.
Yeah. Conan O'Brien, Reba McEntire.
Did you know that we have credit card debt because of dumb old George Washington?
What? Thank you.
He had, like,
yeah. Why do you think he's not even looking in?
He had a gazillion dollars. Like,
Oh no. Just got wet.
Because the gravy Navy is here, everybody.
The gravy Navy has arrived.
Yeah. Sort of. Who was I talking about? Being
George Washington and credit card debt.
Yeah. Like, he just kept, he like had a lifestyle that he needed to have, and he just kept borrowing money from the English just over and over so he could live this like eccentric life. Yeah. And I read the biography, the Ron Chernow.
It's like Miami. Oh my God. Maybe I do like George Washington.
Maybe it's
in the list. I'm going to redo this list for next week.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Washington.
So also outside. Yeah. Also outside looking in is George Washington, Reba McEntire, and Prince Harry.
Where was Conan O'Brien?
Outside looking in.
Conan O'Brien.
I haven't even gotten to the top. Oh yeah.
I thought you said he was top 10.
He was originally. He's outside looking in.
I can't.
David Caruso, Socrates, Thomas Jefferson.
No!
Damn. The most emphatic I've ever heard you.
Conan O'Brien, back in the list.
Back in the list? Oh, fine.
You can remain rigid on this.
I will read off the list.
Okay.
And we can try and figure out who's
going to be. Caruso is out for O'Brien. This isn't even a conversation as far as I'm concerned.
Number 10, David Caruso.
God damn it.
Number 9, Gingerbread Cookies.
Okay.
Number 8, Carol Burnett. Okay. Number 7, Lucille Ball. Number 6, Amy Adams.
What?
Number 5, Ginger Spice.
No!
Number 4,
Jerry Halliwell is not better than Conan O'Brien. Unless you're trying to have sex with somebody.
If you'll notice the rest of this list, probably yes. Number 4, Gregor.
Hey, there we go.
Number 3, Isla Fisher. Number 2, Christina Hendricks. Yeah. And number 1, Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't know who that is. Bryce. That's a girl, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, listen. Do I wish I was on the podium? Yes.
But aren't you more happy to be between Isla Fisher and Ginger Spice?
I am insulted that Ginger Spice is on the list, okay? I'm insulted that you put her that close to me. She is much richer than I am, and she's married to Christian Horner, the former Red Bull Racing number one guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that Conan O'Brien isn't in your top 10, you're a comedy guy, and Conan O'Brien not in the top 10, but Caruso?
He's very important, and I want to have sex with him less than I do you and Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett and Gingerbread Cookies. God.
Next, you're going to be like, a meatball sub.
Meatball sub. Stains my Tupperware red.
God damn it. I hate this list. I love your list.
I don't see you having a list. Are you going to come up with most important brunettes?
No, that's impossible. But you got to pick something that's like... It has to be something like Talls or Florida or something men? Like that. Like it's got to be that.
Florida men?
Yeah.
Most important Spokaneans. Okay. Spokanese?
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have gravy, okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and we did get a message this week. Speaking of last week, you were talking about you got a little special message from our good friend Brooke Arbeen.
Yeah.
She has commented on the last episode, Big Bad Hot Tub Daddies, which I love. I love the
name,
not just the name, but the picture that you put our Halloween episode. Let's see. Brooker Bean says, Gregor shouldn't have missed that Sounders game in Fort Lauderdale. Just saying.
Brooker Bean.
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
I'll tell you. You said what's up.
What's up, dummy?
What's up, dummy?
Sorry. She has no idea what that reference is even to, and so it's
I know, right?
I don't actually think you're a dummy. I don't know you at all, but, you know, what's up?
All right. I do. What's up, dummy?
Yeah, there we go.
She fits the bill.
So, Siege, I told you I had some Florida stuff to talk about. No. Correction. I told you I had some Chinese. No. I told you I had some China stuff to talk about. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, all the same to me.
Now,
the resident Mandarin Floridian.
I've thought about this extensively, and it's like probably too much for a normal human. But
you look stressed out.
With my hands on the side of my face, like, oh God.
Yeah.
When you're in space.
Oh no.
Best case scenario is you're on board the International Space Station. What's the square footage of the, I want square footage, not, where's gravy? Square footage, ISS. Its overall size and livable, including the solar, is roughly the size of a football field. Okay. But is that like
the pressurized interior of the International Space Station is approximately 13,696 cubic feet, which is equivalent to the habitable volume of about a 5-bedroom house.
Or a Boeing 747. Okay.
Whoa.
So
total. Hold on, sorry. Some sources state the total pressurized volume is larger at 35,491 cubic feet, but the habitable area for the crew is much smaller.
Yeah. Okay,
there you go.
So if it's about the size of a 747, I think you probably know where I'm going to go with this. Like, if you have to be on, a spaceship with between like 2 and 6 other people, and you only have about the size of a Boeing 747 to hang out in, that sucks. If you had taco night last night and in the morning,
that's where I was thinking.
Like, there's only so much air circulating on this thing, and I'm sure they have lovely.
You know, they got filters, especially like ones designed by NASA specifically for taco night.
It's my understanding that space smells like a burnt match or something like that. I can't remember what the exact.
Really?
Yeah, it smells like a. Yeah. Space smells like, and so like, see, if you, this is a burnt steak, gunpowder, and hot metal or welding fumes.
Ooh, so like Florida.
It's like Florida on a Thursday night. So, yeah, if you start putting stinky, gross humans into this small space, like, it seems like a 747 is actually about what
it's
I expected it to be.
Size, yeah.
But also, like, you know, if you're in the kitchen and you rip one in an open concept house, like, at some point, someone across the room might smell it. If you're in a contained environment where the air does not escape.
Yeah.
It's got to be bad. All right.
Well, especially think about it. It's like,
we're going somewhere with this, by the way.
In space. You're going to feel the vibrations all the way down the tube. Nobody's hiding anything.
Oh, dude, I would put my cheeks up against the hole all the time.
This keeps vibrating back and forth from one end to the other.
Like, one guy
all of a sudden signaling aliens because the vibration is the perfect.
One guy is like writing guitar songs and taking photos. Our science is just us cheeks pressed against the glass.
Why is there a starfish print on the window? It's winking at Mother Earth, baby. Yeah. Tell her I said, what's up?
Anyway, because you're in such a small space and humans are disgusting, like, that's got to be challenging for one. Okay. But these people are all trained out of those type of things. I think you're like trained to be able to handle, to switch that stuff off. Right.
The thing trained to switch farts off.
No, to like being bothered by that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's probably even funnier up there. Just this small group. I farted in space like, and nobody else does.
Like, hide behind this and when I fart, you push me so it looks like it's a rocket. Okay?
You're on the morning video call with like the elementary school kids.
Lift off. Oh, dude, you would be Dude, you would be the hero of every elementary school, at least in America, maybe just Florida, but like, whatever, I'll take it.
Oh, I would love it. I would be a hero of something.
So Gravy can see us, but he just can't connect.
That's his own problem.
We're moving on. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So back to...
So China.
So another fact before we get to China, you realize that fire is a really bad thing in a contained environment like the space station, where there's like pressurized gases, especially human ones. And like, they don't have fire. So there's never any food that's ever actually cooked in space. Like, you don't actually cook food. You reheat things. There's like heating elements. I'm not sure how it works. It's, you know,
is it like from Back to the Future 2? You got the hydration machine.
I think, honestly, yeah, kind of like, you're like, you can heat up. There's probably a way to heat up hot or water into hot water, and then you use that to heat up, you know, the liquids and foods within those bags, and then you eat that or whatever. And so, you know, it's a pretty remarkable thing. But imagine not having cooked food for however long you're up there, a year or something like that. That's got to be kind of weird in like a primal sort of way. Well, China.
Well, kind of like the opposite of primal, though.
Well, you're missing out.
When we start fire and.
Just start the space station on fire.
Just like, yeah, just like eat a dinosaur and their eggs. That's what I would do.
You just like follow. You're just following around another astronaut, waiting for them to lay an egg. You're like, come on, Leonard, come on.
I'd be real annoying up there for 6 months, chasing people around with a basket. Just do it. Just do it. Lay an egg. Try it.
Son of a bitch.
Try it.
You dumb bitch. Siege has his roadcaster with him to play sound effects.
It's work, lady.
So you can't really have cooked food in space, which is crazy. I never like understood. I knew these things, like they eat food from pouches and stuff like that, right? But it never, never dawned on me like how awful that would be. Well, things have changed thanks to the Chinese astronauts, the Chinese Space Agency, whatever they're called. I can't remember. China Space Corp or whatever they are.
Chinese Space Agency.
They just became the first people to host a barbecue in space.
What?
Because fire is obviously a huge problem. From IFLScience.com, while astronauts and cosmonauts have heated food in space, they've never truly cooked anything until now. A new hot air oven delivered to the Tiangong Space Station has provided astronauts with the first ever food cooked in space. The first meal the astronauts ate was barbecue chicken wings.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
I love China.
This is it. Like, my quip on the radio today was like, someone teach them about football. Like, you got to hurry. Like, I want them eating wings and watching the Super Bowl like the rest of them of the earth when it comes to early February.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I'm watching the video of it right now. Incredible. It's like an air fryer.
It's an air fryer. That's what they've got up there is an air fryer.
Life is so much better with an air fryer.
I have a toaster oven that does air frying, but it's not the same. I need to get a, I had an air fryer that my father-in-law gave me, but I was going through like a gigantic mental and emotional collapse. And so I got rid of most of my things and including that. And now I'm like, oh, I need an air fryer. Cause I watch a lot of TikTok and they make a lot of stuff in air fryers.
Everything's in an air fryer.
And I kind of like, I want to air fry stuff. I won't keep.
Seriously. If I had an air fryer and a wok, I would be set for life. I wouldn't need anything.
Got the waka waka, but I don't but I don't have an air fryer, and I want that. So I think I might buy an air fryer. I think that's what this is all coming down to. If China can have one in space, why can't I have one in my limited space of my limited counter space in my tiny kitchen?
Sorry, we could do that. I forgot I stole your ibuprofen.
Oh, yeah. I
have that bottle sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad someone's getting some use out of it because I am not allowed to take that anymore for fear of death.
Oh, that's why you gave it to me. Yeah. You didn't want to die.
Well,
I see how it is.
I don't know if you got that messaging exactly right. I think it's more because I'm a rule follower, but yeah. Nothing else.
Nerd.
Yeah, really. I mean,
that's so interesting. All the ways to go. You could have just like been like, oh yeah, I just OD'd on ibuprofen.
Am I lawful good? Is that what I am? Is that my archetype?
You are. You really are. You edge towards chaotic good. You want to be.
I think you're right. Chaotic. I think I've got good. A toe in chaotic good. I but don't you're like
definitely
evil.
More lawful. No, no.
I'm like, and I don't like.
If there was a way to be neutral good, not quite chaotic good or lawful good.
Yeah, if I could be like pretty good.
Like you might be lawful neutral.
Oh, okay. Because then I could be. What's
like you follow the rules, but you don't give a. What anybody else? Oops, sorry about that.
What's the?
Like, you don't give a rat's ass about yeah, the chaos that anybody what else do you call gets this? Into. You just watch it.
What do you call this rating thing?
I don't know. I just know that somebody told me I was chaotic neutered. It was Brandon actually who brought it to my attention. Yeah, chaotic neutered.
Lawful good. Hardly. Chart. Here we are. Alignment. Dungeons and Dragons. This is a D&D thing.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
I did not know that. Well, let's go to it. This yeah, is perfect nerd talk. Get, I mean,
I was gonna say, awesome. Let's get even nerdier.
Okay,
you know
so
who would be good about that?
Dave
Brooke
Clark.
Arbeen. Oh, yeah, Dave Clark too.
Wait, is Brooke Arbeen a?
She is a D&Der.
She's a good memer. I gotta be honest with you.
She really is. Yeah, she's like, good at a lot of things.
She speaks a lot to the self hatred that's inside of me, but also with like just enough hope that like maybe it's okay. Okay, so lawful good. Neutral good, chaotic good. So am I neutral good then?
You, I feel as.
Or am I lawful neutral?
I think you're lawful neutral. Because you like to follow the rules.
Yeah.
And I feel like Brandon and I let you out of your cage sometimes.
So, and then I think that, hold on, I'm trying to find a better version of this. Okay, lawful good, lawful neutral, lawful evil. What is lawful evil? What does that even mean?
Lawful evil is you follow the rules, but you don't give, but you prefer that people burn in hell.
So Republican.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
It's like you want to make the rules, you want to follow, and you want to be controlled. Yeah.
And control other people.
Yeah, exactly. That's the police state. That's when you're yelling about graffiti.
No, that's when I'm lawful neutral, okay? Graffiti is
okay.
Graffiti is bad. The art expression
art is in the eye of the beholder.
The art expression is important, I agree. But writing your stupid tag on every piece of property ever is not good.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So
that's
tagging stupid, is bad, graffiti is good.
Tag, let's be clear. Correct.
Okay.
There you go.
So I think Brandon is neutral good. Because Brandon is a good person and he cosplays as a good person really well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give him an opening, Brandon will.
Or a few beers.
That's what I meant by opening. Yeah. If you give him if you just give him a push, he lights up real quick into more chaos.
Our chaotic. Yeah.
So he might be.
He definitely comes to my dark side of the.
I think he might be. Lawful good or chaotic good. Cause I don't think he goes evil. I think that's where he
definitely doesn't go evil.
And that's what I like about you. Genuinely. I'm not just trying to be silly here or whatever.
Is that I'm evil?
No, you're chaotic good or chaotic neutral because you're not evil. You don't treat people badly. You're like super, you're super into treating people the right way and being good to people. And so like, I can't put you into evil for any of these.
But also if somebody's going to F around and find out, I'm gonna watch and smile and laugh and probably encourage it.
Thus the chaotic part, right?
I was thinking that's probably why I'm neutral as opposed to not just straight up good. It's because, like, I will bask.
I think you bounce between chaotic
the
good.
Down of your castle, you know?
I think you're somewhere between chaotic good and chaotic neutral. I think that's.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
I think you're a good person at heart. I think you got a big heart, and it's not just because it's enlarged, because we only eat disgusting things for ourselves, but it's like, I think
corn dogs.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. I would
eat. Dude, they had 50 cent corn dogs on Halloween, and I just went,
Where
Sonic.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. just in general,
there was
everyone.
Just kids, and I just kept hitting them and taking their corn dogs and giving them 50 cents. It was awesome. Chaotic neutral.
$20 worth at Sonic.
Yeah, dog. That sounds
it was amazing.
Yeah, corn dog. Okay. This is interesting. And then Gravy is the real outlier here.
Yeah, he's lawful something.
I think
he. Let's see. Is Chaotic Evil always the bad guy? They're far from being a noble person.
What is this called? What is this chart called? Do you remember? Alignment?
Something like that. Yeah. What do the nine alignments mean? Yeah, that's kind of where I'm looking.
I think Gravy might be lawful good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, I mean, he's military, but he's also like
good military. But yeah, he's a good person, and he's got like. Whenever I think about the military and like when you have to go in somewhere and like take life or deal out destruction, how you don't come back from that. And like, first of all, it's complicated and I don't want to oversimplify it. So like, please, anyone that's hearing this, like understand that I'm generalizing significantly because I mean that. But like when you come back and then you have to like be part of a society and know like what real destruction and pain and stuff like that is, to not have empathy after that, it's either because you're shell-shocked and you're broken, or I can't explain why you wouldn't have that. And so Gravy came back from the Navy and was like, he's like a good person because of it, or he's a good person in general, but he's like the type of person that returns from military service and goes like, whoa, like humanity is an interesting thing, we need to like protect or whatever, not like burn down the world or whatever. What does Gravy say? He says neutral good.
I think he's pretty. Is he listening?
No, I text him. I said, are you
okay,
Gravy, what's your D&D alignment? And he said neutral good. I'm gonna still say lawful good.
Yeah.
But he's more willing to have a fist fight with a stranger in a parking lot. And so
but it's for the right reasons.
Yeah,
though. That's
what I think
too. The thing about the chaotic or like the good, neutral, evil thing is evil isn't necessarily evil and needing to commit those acts, but having the freedom to like actually do it and wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Like he fights for the right reasons.
Sure.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably say, I'm still saying he's lawful good.
Yeah, I think that he probably deviates to lawful neutral. That's probably like, because I think everyone kind of steps, you know, away from their thing. So am I lawful good, neutral good? Is that what we decided for me?
Yeah, yeah.
God, what a dork.
You're not a dork. But I mean, like, in a way that, like, I think you're more lawful good, flexing to chaotic good. Because
that's nice of you. I actually, to be clear, like one of the big things about like having your identity destroyed by grief is that I've had a chance
that it's hilarious to your friends.
I've had a chance to reevaluate like what like who and what I am or whatever. And like the thing, only thing that ever keeps coming back to me that keeps me moving forward is that I'm a good person. And so I might be projecting that on you a little bit when I say it, but I do believe my read on everybody is like, I hope I'm not just putting my own stuff on there, but I don't like to be around people anymore now that I'm a certain age that don't have certain characteristics. And so I said that with a weird.
Oh no, I agree with you. Yeah. It's like, and I've only got so much energy and so much time, and I don't want to waste it on.
Now that I understand what, you know, what makes me feel uncomfortable and what I like and don't like or whatever. And so, so when I like, I'm not surprised that everyone on the show, when I think about it, feels like they are all on the good side of the alignment chart, maybe in the neutral, whichever way you lean or whatever. I think that like, we're all based in some sort of positive space, and that we, some of us more than others, allow ourselves to wade into the other
What do you mean?
What do I mean? We'll be right back to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So,
unrelated.
Related. I just found a chart where somebody put like people into like characters from movies and stuff into the chart, and I don't recognize everybody cuz movies or whatever. But but lawful good is Superman, and I hate that because I don't want to be Superman. Lawful neutral, I'm 0% surprised that now that Gravy said he's lawful neutral, this is probably the chart he looked at, is Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh god.
Captain of the Space Navy.
So, pretty much.
Darth Vader, lawful evil.
Yeah. I can see that.
Is he lawful?
Yeah, because he follows the rule. Think about it. He was a Jedi first. He was following the rules. And then when he jumped over to the dark side, he was still following the rules and or making the rules. Yeah, he followed the leadership
for his empire, yeah.
The Emperor, and until, you know.
So then... I'm not going to allow ads. God, go away. I'm trying to do a podcast. Leave me alone. Is that Godzilla that's true neutral? Oh, that's perfect. Maybe you are true neutral, Siege.
Wow.
Now that I know that, there's neutral good is a guy with a revolver. I can't tell who that even is. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit.
I'm going to click in on this thing. I think I found it.
It looks like Nathan Fillion with a Magnum.
Yeah, how do I do a thing that says get bigger?
I just did the swipe to like make it just, I just like I'm an old person looking for it to be 200% or whatever. Neutral. Who's Nathan Fillion? Neutral evil is the xenomorph from Alien.
That's accurate.
Chaotic evil is Heath Ledger's Joker. Chaotic neutral. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say if there ever was a perfect chaotic evil, that would be it. Is Joker.
Chaotic neutral is Captain Jack Sparrow. And I actually kind of think that works for you, Siege, because you're willing to, like, when no one's looking, sneak in and steal the, you know, steal the burritos or whatever. But, like, but also, like, I feel like he's willing to turn back to help. I don't know.
Yes.
Chaotic good, governments should be afraid of their people.
Oh, that's the V for Vendetta.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that Nathan Fillion one. Otherwise, I think I know all of these things other than that. So
he's got an awesome gun.
Yeah. Brandon texted in on the group chat. He couldn't be He couldn't be asked to join the show, but he says that
he's been asked.
I said asked. A-S-S-E-D.
I'll ask him to join the show.
He says that he's true neutral and disagree.
See, he's accounting his insides versus what he has out there.
Yeah, of course.
Like what he has out there is like lawful neutral, except for like, you know, now that he's HOA president, he's like lawful good in the neighborhood.
This is what I'm saying, dude.
I could definitely see him. I could see him.
He's not true neutral.
He'd be like lawful neutral, and then we open Pandora's box, aka take off his shirt, and he's definitely over to chaotic neutral with me.
Yeah. But then we act up at the brewery, and then he's like very uncomfortable. And then he's like, back to lawful good. Because
he has to be lawful good. He's like, these are the people who pay my bills.
These other idiots only sap my time and energy away from me. This has been a fascinating deep dive into a subject I did not anticipate traveling into. I'm really digging.
I wonder if anybody else cares either.
Yeah, they care.
Yeah, they definitely do.
If you know what yours is, especially if we know you, I would love to find out. Just look for...
Message us on Instagram at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out, or on Spotify, leave us a message on this episode.
Oh,
just
that
go
would
to
be
the
really
thing
good.
And click a thingy and just like start writing and tell us who you are, how you are, what your thing is.
Siege, can you
what
make
do you it, think we are?
Can you make a social media that has the alignment chart with our faces on it, do you think?
Yes.
Because if you just Google alignment chart, if you're unfamiliar with D&D, and if you just Google that, it's there's nothing but resources for you to look at. But it's a little 9-square box, like the side of a Rubik's cube, that has it all listed out, and just see where you think that you fit into the grand scheme of things. We'd love to know.
Yeah, I'm looking at. I'm trying to think about where I'm going to position everybody and what pictures I'm going to use.
Cause like,
should I do shirtless Brandon in the Botas helmet and put that over with me in chaotic neutral, but also put, Brandon's picture from Eras of Architecture in Spokane, over in Lawful Good.
Perfect. Perfect.
Like remember the whole Brandon chart we had? What mood are you?
No, but
and it's all four pictures of Brandon from the same episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Like, I can make a chart for each one of us.
Out of all of us, the one that needs the most help right now, I'm realizing, is Brandon. Like,
that's why we're here. That's why it's hard to get him here, because he thinks it's an intervention.
Yeah. I promise you, it's not that. We're trying to bring
this
you.
This is the opposite of intervention.
We're trying to get you
we're
further.
Trying to set you free.
Trying to get you further away from the HOA. Abandon your family.
Yes, come to Florida. I have a room for you.
It happens to be Siege's room.
It's also mine.
Will you help me clean the garage to make a studio so you cannot show up for our podcast?
You could put holes in whatever wall you want.
Yeah. Okay, well, I feel really good about what we've done here today.
Yeah, me too, surprisingly.
Yeah, we'll wait till tomorrow to see how I feel about it while I'm editing it. But generally, I walk away from these things being like, ugh. You are the lawful good in me is like,
we are disgusting.
What have you done?
I hope no one who signs checks to me listens to this ever.
Oh my God. Please sign a check to me. People that owe me a check right now. I'm so broke. It's unbelievable.
You know what? Let's go get PlayStation 5s. More of them.
I already got one, but
I know you did, but I want one too.
Okay.
I want a reason to.
Yeah. Great. I'm in.
Sign a check to Greg so I can go get a PlayStation 5.
Gravy might have one.
Ooh.
Gravy, do you have one? He's not answering.
He's not on the show.
Yeah. All right.
So weird not having him here to just kind of look over and have him look up every once in a while when I mention something weird and or sexual.
You know, what people don't get to see is that Gravy is the ultimate laugher on the show. Like Siege laughs a lot too, which is great. We all do, to be fair. But if you can get Gravy going, it is very satisfying because
he's usually head down in his phone or writing something down or Googling answers to.
He's like doing work for the show. Thanks, Gravy. We appreciate you, buddy.
I don't.
Captain of the Space Navy. I want Jean-Luc. Now I want Gravy to go as Picard for Halloween one year. He'd have to shave his beard, which he won't do.
No, dude, Riker, make him Riker. Number one. Yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
I think
we need to know who's bald.
Can we please all go as Jean-Luc Picard one year? All
of us. No, not even for Halloween. Let's just show up somewhere. I thought I told you I was wearing this.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.